This awful energy. A Star Wars original trilogy, Star Wars Rebels fanfic, written by Darling Argents and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for Leia Organa's anger issues, alternate universe canon divergence, twin swap, Jedi Leia Organa, sparring, local farm girl is pissed at the Empire. Community, ladies, bingo. This is the first story in the series Star Wars Twin Swap Verse, in which Leia Skywalker is raised a farm girl. Her aunt and uncle are killed by the Empire when she's 12 years old, and somehow Ahsoka Tano stumbles upon her and takes her on as an apprentice. Meanwhile, Prince Luke Organa is being raised as royalty, and his parents despair because he's just not quite cutthroat enough to handle the Galactic Senate. But they'll make a politician out of him yet. "That was excessive," said Ahsoka, glaring up at Leia from her position on the floor. She was still out of breath. Leia's saber staff hit to her stomach had knocked the breath out of her completely. It was, admittedly, a very good hit, and she hadn't seen it coming. But still, excessive. "Remember who your teacher is here," she said, half teasing, as she stood and grabbed her practice saber staff off the floor. It had flown out of her hand at Leia's hit. Leia rolled her eyes, all teenage boredom and self-assurance. "Yeah, I know." Leia got into a defensive stance, and Ahsoka gave her a moment, and let herself recover slightly more, before striking again. The clacking of the wooden staves against each other was loud in the quiet of the training room, the sounds reverberating off the middle walls and hurting Ahsoka's oversensitive mantras a bit. She tried to block it out and focus on the spar, predicting Leia's moves, keeping a clinical eye on her movements, the way her muscles moved when she took each strike. Leia was full of energy, practically bleeding it from every pore. Passion and dedication and rage. Rage against the Empire. Ahsoka knew the reason Leia had hit so hard. In her eyes, this deep into practicing, Ahsoka wasn't her mentor and friend. She was a faceless soldier, just like the ones who destroyed her life. Killed her aunt and uncle and caused her to run. Straight into Ahsoka. Ahsoka was, in some ways, grateful for Leia. Having another Jedi around after so long was wonderful. But she wished it hadn't been at the cost of Leia's family and life. After another half hour of sparring, she called an end, and Leia, clearly wishing for more, let out an irritated huff and flounced off, throwing her saber staff against the wall as she left the training room. She had thrown the staff so hard that Ahsoka felt the need to check it for cracks, and she let out a sigh. Excessive. Unnecessary. Leia needed discipline. She needed to control her emotions. She needed less fury in general, and especially less fury guiding her decisions and life. That was dangerous. That was a path to darkness. Ahsoka could see it plain as day. If Leia couldn't learn to manage her emotions and give herself a purpose other than blind rage, she would keep lashing out. And it would be far worse than simply hitting Ahsoka too hard during a spar or breaking a practice saber staff. Ahsoka put away the saber staffs and went to Leia's room, knocking on the door before opening it. Leia was clearly hunting down her things for a shower. "Come on," she said. "Meditation." Leia looked at her, one eyebrow raised. A trick that Ahsoka admired, though Leia could only do it on one side. "Now, can I shower first? I feel gross." Ahsoka took Leia's hand and pulled her into the hallway and into the training room. A little sweat is nothing, Leia. I've been deployed for weeks without so much as a convenient river to jump into. You'll live. You don't have hair, Leia muttered, but sat down obediently across from Ahsoka and closed her eyes, moving into a meditative state quicker than Ahsoka would have thought. Huh. Ahsoka knew she needed to meditate, too, but she waited a moment, watching her charge. Like this, Leia looked like any Jedi Padawan. Young, carefree, ready to take on the world of responsibilities. Ahsoka wished, not for the first time, that she was Leia's master back in the old days. When there were still other Jedi to help her, to guide her as a master and help with Leia's training. Now it was just her and what she remembered. It was lonely. And when she saw the frightening intensity and force that Leia put into everything, it was almost scary. But those days were long over. She would do what she could. Ahsoka closed her eyes and emptied her mind. The end.